Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Police in New Jersey busted up another big party over the weekend, this one down the shore in Rumson. Prosecutors say they are not messing around. People are being charged. Let's go live to New Jersey, WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean?
Yeah, they hope this gets the message across. New Jersey Governor Murphy is emphatic when he says no more, and these are his words, knucklehead parties or gatherings. He's ordered people to keep away from one another due to coronavirus.
We are taking a zero tolerance policy against anyone who acts so stupidly.
Saturday evening, acoustic cover performance of Pink Floyd songs on the front porch of a home in Rumson. About 30 people gathered out there to listen on the front lawn. Some of those people had alcoholic beverages, according to New Jersey's Attorney General. When police arrived, the homeowner, 54-year-old John Malgin, he kept on playing. He finally stopped in the middle of Wish You Were Here. Police say the crowd grew angry. Some cursed at the cops. One person shouted, "Welcome to Nazi Germany." Well, Malgin has been charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, and some of those unruly spectators, they might be charged too. Live in New Jersey, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The tiger at the Bronze Zoo has tested positive for the coronavirus, and guess how she caught it? WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg is live with that story, Mac.
And Steve, this is the first known case of an animal being infected, and the likely source is a human. The Wildlife Conservation Society says that a worker was asymptomatically infected with COVID-19 and was caring for the big cats at the Bronx Zoo. Four tigers, three lions began to show symptoms, dry cough and decreased appetite among them. So the zoo had some testing done, and four-year-old tiger Nadia tested positive. All the cats are doing okay, according to the zoo. Still bright and alert and interacting with their keepers. A full recovery is expected. And they say that there's no evidence at this time of any transmission from animals to humans. Now, as far as testing, the zoo's chief veterinarian says that tests are done on the animals. They cannot be done on humans. So tests that are done on animals are separate from tests done on humans. They're sent to a lab in Iowa, and so that there's no competition here for testing. Steve?
Mayor de Blasio has asked President Trump to send in the military to help with the coronavirus pandemic here. Well, yesterday, 325 military medical personnel arrived here in the city. The mayor says ventilators are still in short supply. He says the city will need another 1,500 ventilators to get through next week.
Those dynamics will change daily, hourly even. So we will keep updating the assessment. But that's the plan that we have going into this week.
There have been more than 67,000 COVID-19 cases in New York City and nearly 2,500 deaths. Governor Cuomo had some good news yesterday at his daily coronavirus briefing. The governor reported a dip in both coronavirus deaths and new hospital admissions in New York. So what does that mean?
By the data, we could be either very near the apex, or the apex could be a plateau, and we could be on that plateau right now.
There were 594 new coronavirus deaths reported statewide yesterday, down from the 630 reported on Saturday. But the governor says it is too early to call this a trend. We will have to wait and see what today's numbers bring, and tomorrow's, and the next day's. Well, Craig Allen, forget all about that rain that I hit coming in 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning. It is a beautiful day in New York.
Great day coming up. Probably the pick of the week here. Mid, maybe even upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50, near 40 in some suburbs. And then tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to clouds, 60 to 65 with 50s along the shore. Wednesday, showers. Those showers will have arrived during Tuesday night, actually, and go into Wednesday morning. And then it just remains mostly cloudy and highs right up around 60 on Wednesday. Now in the city, the sun is shining, 49, humidity 65%. We have a north wind at 5 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.